Well, it's Tuesday 21st of August and day 4 of our holiday up here in Nairn, Lochwy. And you can most probably hear the seagulls. Seagulls are a pest in the morning because they land on the caravan roof, paddle up and down, and make terrible noises. And I'm sure they all do it intentionally to get you out of your bed in the hope that you'll chuck them out a bit of bread while you're making your tea. I'm positive they've got an alarm clock and that's their agenda, is to get us up in the morning. So anyway, yesterday I finished the audio boo on our day 3 trip. A little bit to add to that, and I'll do it now. Just before we left Pennon, the big bright yellow Coast Guard helicopter came hurtling round the cove, and he circled 2 or 3 times and everyone came out to see what was going on. I took some photographs, got a big zoom lens out, captured some nice close-ups. There you go. Yeah, that actually means get up off the steps and go and chuck some bread out. Yeah, beginning to decipher them now. So anyway, we reckon something was going on. We thought, is it just a practice? What are they doing? Because there was a little fishing boat just out at the end of the cove, but he wasn't in trouble. He seemed to be okay. And then from the west side, I guess it came from Bucky, was a small lifeboat coming in like a jet plane on the water. Flew away into the cove. And we thought, oh, yeah, there's definitely something happened. And then within about 5 to 10 minutes of that, well, this helicopter kept hovering just outside the cove where we could see it. Couldn't see in the cove from where we are, absolutely not. The big lifeboat came hurtling up from the east side, I guess from Fraserburgh, and it was flying along. And the helicopter moved and sort of hovered above that while it was coming in. But then it slowed down. And I guess at that point, I kind of said that I think maybe the little boat has dealt with whatever's happening. And sure enough, the little boat eventually came out and met up with the little fishing boat and the big lifeboat and the helicopter still hovering above. And then after about 5 minutes, I don't know whether they transferred someone to the big boat from the little boat because it went behind it and couldn't see exactly what's going on. But I've got a great photograph of the little fishing boat and the 2 lifeboats together, helicopter above. And then all of a sudden, just like a starburst, they all split and zoomed away in different directions and the helicopter zoomed away and everybody was taking photographs. We don't know what happened. Absolutely no idea. And I recorded quite a bit, about 2.5 minutes of video of the whole event. And I had hoped to then send it up to, it's an app called Newsflare. Google it, you'll find out what it's all about. But even with the Wi-Fi that I could get back here, I couldn't get in there. There's absolutely no signal out there to do anything. And I'd been, once I came back to the caravan park later on, about 6 o'clock, 6:30 I guess, I went up to the club restaurant. I knew they had Wi-Fi there, so I popped in there. It's not very nice, people sitting eating and you're hiding in the corner using your Wi-Fi to update everything. But it was just taking so long, I couldn't get the Newsflare item up there. I just kept defaulting due to time. That's a real shame. But anyway, so an exciting end to the day. So start of today, thoughts for today. Nice morning, it's clouding over now though, and I think we have to get lots of showers today, so. But it's been good, it's been fun. And just enjoying this chill out holiday up here. All we do is drive. Every holiday we go, we drive. Where we stay is always just a base. We drive for miles. I think yesterday must have been about 160-mile round trip out the coast. So, which is absolutely great because it's beautiful. And it's peaceful here. And maybe take a wee walk along the beach after breakfast before we decide to go anywhere. Ach, we'll see, eh? Well, I headed off this morning and headed due west towards Inverness and then up north over the Kissock Brig, which is over the Moray Firth, then up and over the Black Isle and down over the bridge across the Cromarty Firth and then due north up to Invergordon, where we're just heading to just now. We've just stopped off for a couple of wee messages at one little store, and then we'll pop into Invergordon. And Invergordon is a lovely little town. It always has big rigs, oil rigs, sitting out in the water, which is in the Cromarty Firth, just down from Nigg. But it's a lovely little village in its own, or a lovely town actually in its own. And even some of the large cruise ships come in here, they dock because of the deep water in the Cromarty Firth, and they dock here and then bus their passengers from Invergordon down to, well, wherever they want to go, where they want to go to Dingwall or Inverness or wherever. So Invergordon's the next stop in about 10 minutes' time. Well, we're now here down in Invergordon Main Street. It's kind of busy here this morning. All kinds of things going on. And as I did say to you, there is actually a huge cruise ship in the harbour. And once we've done the shops, I'll pop down, hopefully do a wee video about that. Be interested. I'm really keen to see these cruise ships up close. I think they're amazing things that we normally just see at a distance. Well, we've just come out south side of Invergordon. The sun's out. There was a thunderstorm in Invergordon, which we had to hide from. But now we've come just to the outskirts to, there's a beautiful little drive with little stopping places, and looking right down into the Cromarty Firth. And there's an oil rig in for service, sitting way in the distance, about 200 feet high. But the mountains, the hills, the scenery, looking south, back down towards Dingwall, is absolutely gorgeous. So peaceful here, apart from the traffic, but can't help traffic. But we just sat in the rocks here for about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, having a little picnic. And sorting the world out again. Next stop will be Dingwall. Well, we've moved down now from Invergordon and down to Alness, just down the road a little bit. And Alness is a lovely little market town, lots of nice shops. And also some nice... You're doing well.
Thank you.
I think this guy's still banning the bomb here according to his sunglasses. You're still banning the bombing according to your sunglasses.
What I'm doing, I'm walking from Land's End to John O'Groats.
Oh, congratulations.
Busking in a different place every day.
Yes.
So I'm living off the busking.
Have you? Well, I'm going to have to help you out here.
So I've been going 9 weeks. So,
there you go, sir.
Thanks so much. It's been really kind. Yeah, 9 weeks I've been on the road. I left 9 weeks exactly today.
Yes.
I think just over a week. I reckon I'll be finishing about Wednesday next week.
Next Wednesday.
Right. I reckon.
Give me a second. Well, we've made our way now down to Dingwall, a favourite little haunt of ours. And it's absolutely gorgeous here today. It's far better weather than what was forecast. It's so warm, very, very warm and sunny. It's been great. So we'll spend a little time in Dingwall and then we'll head out to Strathpeffer. Can't tell a lot about Dingwall except it's a market town and a very popular place. Just have to say that I just had a very pleasant surprise on Dingwall Main Street with the normal, let's say, ultra budget discount stores that are continually opening up everywhere and all around us. A community project has taken over a very long, or I should say deep, and two-storey building, one of the older buildings, and converted it, and they've made it The entrance is retro 60s with the girl dressed up with all the makeup and looking like Dusty Springfield and a proper record player playing, I think it was Shirley Bassey singing My Way and other stuff and all the 60s stuff, some Sgt. Pepper's regalia, clothing, and there's even a lovely big jukebox for sale for only £800 with 50 7-inch records to go with it. Sorely tempted. And the whole place, it was an eye-opener. Full of, obviously, local Scottish people running it, doing their bit for the community, raising funds, and turning what was a really old building into an Aladdin's cave, an experience. It cheered my heart up no end to see that. Well, we've now arrived at Strathpeffer, which is an amazing, amazing little town. Famous as a spa town. And years and years ago, people would come here in Victorian days, visit here and stay in the hotels and enjoy the spa facilities. It's still highly, highly attractive to tourists, including us Scots folk. I can't describe it. You have to come to Strathpeffer if you're in the area. It's just about 3 miles due west of Dingwall. And period houses built of beautiful stonework. It's an absolutely stunning, I'd almost call it a village set on a hillside amongst trees and beautiful landscapes. And here at the old railway station, it was used on occasion by Queen Victoria when she would come up this area, and it's now redundant, but it serves a purpose now. This is a beautiful tea room, little gift shops, and even the Victorian toilets, station toilets. Such a gorgeous place to be, and if you're ever come up this area, come and see Strathpeffer. Just come up from the old Strathpeffer railway station. Had two gorgeous big mugs of cappuccino in the peace and tranquility of the old railway station. With the heady scent of musk roses and butterflies flying about. It was tranquility at its best. And so we've come up now to what you could call the town centre. It's not. There's a pavilion, and the beautiful big Highland Hotel, as it's called, that's so popularly frequented by the coach tours that come in here, not only from all across the UK, but all across the world. People come here to Strathpeffer. It's such a beautiful, beautiful hillside town, almost, if you like, Austrian Swiss-like. Well, it was a gorgeous day. We wandered around a few places and eventually headed back for the evening and just had a nice little dinner when we got home and put our feet up for the rest of the night. A wee walk, a short walk, just along the beach, just behind us. So it was great. I have to say that this is where you miss the editing facilities on Audioboo. Well, I could say that about every boo I've ever made. But when I came across Phil James the Busker in Alness, I cut him off abruptly to explain that I was going to do a completely dedicated boo. Basically just letting him tell his story, and I've done that, but because I cut it off without explanation on this boo, I'm just explaining that it was my fault, mea culpa, for not immediately continuing this boo with a little message to see what had happened. So apologies for that, but hey-ho, that's what happens in real life. Those that are more experienced than me wouldn't have done that, but we'll get there. So if you look out for that, be when it goes up. Phil was a great character. I absolutely loved talking to him. I'd talked to him for much longer than the audio book, but he could have spoke to this guy. And he seems to be on a mission for life with so many things going on. So anyway, at the end of the day for last night, and it was another great day, and far, far better weather than that was forecast. So day four was another great day. Day five, tomorrow.